Welcome in. It's your boy Rob here. This is the Flame Entertainment and Sports. Thank you all for tuning in. On this episode, it's going to be part two of my NFL free agency series. I'll be talking about running backs today, part of this year's NFL free agency class. This is part two. Like I said, part one, I talked about the quarterbacks available this year in free agency. If you guys haven't checked that out, make sure to do so. I think I did a great job. I talked about around four or five quarterbacks, including Ryan Fitzpatrick, Andy Dalton, Marcus Mariota, Jameis Winston, Mitch Trubisky, and a couple other guys, including Teddy Bridgewater as well. So today, like I said, I'll be talking about the running backs. I'll be talking about Melvin Gordon, Leonard Fournette, James Conner, Chase Edmonds, Cordero Patterson. Let's see who else. Ronald Jones, Boston Scott, Philip Lindsay, and Duke Johnson. So I feel like I'll probably be talking a lot more today than I did on the quarterback episode. But to start it off, let's start it off with Melvin Gordon. So Melvin Gordon, of course, the last couple of years, he's been part of the Denver Broncos. Previously, he was with the Chargers. And this past season, the Broncos drafted Javonte Williams out of North Carolina. So the Broncos had a dynamic duel at the running back position of Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams. Denver actually this year had a nice team. They have an elite defense. Their offense could never fully figure it out. And also their coach Vic Fangio got fired. So it's going to be interesting to see now what happens with their new head coach, Nathaniel Hackett. So to talk a little bit more about Gordon, obviously Gordon's late. He's getting late into his career. He's almost in his 30s. He's 28 right now. He's going to turn 29 soon. He's an interesting guy. I did read that him and the GM of the Broncos, I believe it's George Patton. Yes. They've already had conversations. Both sides want to stay together. Gordon said he wants to win a championship in Denver. He has some unfinished business there. He loves how Patton is building the team. And yeah, he loves being a part of that Denver Broncos organization. And Patton would love to bring Gordon back as well. I think personally, if I'm the Broncos, I think it'd be a very smart decision to bring Melvin Gordon back to keep that dynamic duo going. Of course, with Javonte Williams, the young stud who just broke into the league, had a hell of a rookie year. And then you stay with Melvin Gordon, who already played with Williams, who's been able to mentor him, who's, like I said, in his late 20s, but has so much experience and of course, he's been part of this Denver team for the last couple of years. And, of course, Denver, to go back to their elite defense really quick, today, a couple minutes ago, actually, on Instagram, Von Miller, on his story on Instagram, posted a possible return to Denver after, of course, winning the Super Bowl this past season with the L.A. Rams. So that would be interesting if Denver is able to get Von Miller back to that already elite defense. And, of course, they've been linked to Aaron Rodgers for a very long time. And if they were to land Aaron Rodgers, possibly, I feel they'll probably be able to land Davante Adams as well. So imagine them being able to keep Gordon. So they have two number one running backs, really, when you think about it, with Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams. Like I said, they have an elite defense already. Then on the offensive side of the ball, they'll be able to add Aaron Rodgers, then to add Davante Adams to that receiving core, go along with Cortland Sutton, go along with Jerry Jeudy, and Tim Patrick would be a very nice thing for the Broncos. And of course, they have Noah Fant at tight end, who's still looking for that breakout year. And who better to help him out than Aaron Rodgers? Who better to help him out than Davante Adams to help Fant get more open? So yeah, Gordon, like I said, I think he's a hell of a running back. I wouldn't go crazy in terms of like paying him too much. Like I said, he's later into his career. Typically, when you go after running backs, you don't want to get them super late into their careers. But it's sounding like he's willing to take a hometown discount, I would say, to stay with Denver. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Now to move on to another interesting running back. He's a year younger than Gordon. And this is Leonard Fournette, of course, who spent the last 2 years with the Tampa Bay Bucks. Previously, he was of the Jacksonville Jaguars. He won the Super Bowl 2 years ago with Tampa. And I would say in these last 2 years, he's had a very big resurgence in his career. Of course, he was a very top, like top pick when he came into the league out of LSU by the Jacksonville Jaguars. He had some nice years, then he kind of fell off for a little bit. Then, like I said, he's been able to resurge or revive his career with the Tampa Bay Bucks. I'm feeling that he's going to be playing on a new team next season. I don't think he'll stay in Tampa. And the main reason for this opinion I have is that with Tom Brady retiring, I just feel a lot of those guys that are free agents, they're probably going to end up leaving Tampa. You know what I'm saying? And I feel Fournette, he could help any team. I've loved what I've seen from him recently. I know the Dolphins, obviously, were in the running back market. If you guys know me, you know I want to draft Kenneth Walker out of Michigan State. I prefer that to draft Walker and keep around Duke Johnson, keep around Phillip Lindsay, have those three guys. But, hey, if the Dolphins do end up getting Fournette, I'll be super happy too. Like I said, I've loved what I've seen these last 2 years in Tampa. I really feel like he's revived his career, and I'd love to have him as a Dolphin. But of course, I can see any other like playoff team, any other contender trying to get him, possibly Kansas City. Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of teams looking to sign Fournette this offseason. So now to move on to this, I'm going to talk about both of these guys because they're both part of the Arizona Cardinals. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with both of these guys. And that is James Conner and Chase Edmonds. So James Conner, formerly of the Steelers, spent last year with Arizona, had a great year, specifically in the touchdown category. Then Chase Edmonds, a young running back who's been with Arizona for his whole career so far. They were an interesting dynamic duo last season, I would say, for Arizona. If I'm Arizona, I would try to keep both of these guys around, although I know it's looking difficult to keep both and then to extend Kyler Murray and to pay other guys on the team, even to try to keep Christian Kirk, who's available now in free agency. So obviously it might be difficult money wise, but I mean, I'm a big fan of James Conner to start off. I think he's one of the most underrated running backs in all of football. I would love to see him with the Dolphins because I really love his style of running. Obviously he's a huge guy. He's kind of, I would say he's taller than the average running back. He's built, he's big, his upper body's huge. He knows how to run. He's a big, he's a high IQ player. And like I said, the way he scored in that red zone last year, the way he was able to take it into the end zone, I love that. So if you're able to add a guy like that for, like, let's say a two-year deal, a nice veteran like that, I would love that. And then Chase Edmonds, he's also very interesting because let me see actually the age difference. So James Conner is 26. And Chase Edmonds is 25. Okay, so it's only a year difference. So, but Chase Edmonds, he's had a, I would say he's gotten better each year so far into his career. My prediction right now, I'm feeling Arizona's gonna keep Edmonds and they're gonna let Conner walk. And that's obviously they could keep Conner for a cheaper contract than what he's expected to get on the open market. But it's gonna be interesting to see what happens with both of these Arizona Cardinal running backs. Now let's talk about Cordarrelle Patterson, who just had a resurgence, like a complete resurgence in his career. Of course, he came into the league as a receiver and a kick returner. He's always been an elite kick returner. He came in with Minnesota. He was with the Falcons now. This past season, they moved into to running back, and he had an absolutely incredible year. That's a guy that I would love to see with the Dolphins, because I would love to see how Mike McDaniel would use him. We could use him as a running back. You could use him as a receiver. Obviously, for kick returning, you could use him. And you could, like, I would love to see a scenario where you have Patterson, Mike Gesicki, Jalen Waddle, those three guys on the field. And then, of course, like, I would love to see, like, what play design Mike McDaniel and this staff here would be able to come up with. Of course, another team I could see him going to, San Francisco 49ers. Perhaps Shanahan adds another dynamic weapon to go along with Deebo Samuel and George Kittle to that 49ers offense. It's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be really interesting, man. I think Cordarrelle Patterson might be the steal of free agency when it's all said and done. But we're gonna have to wait and see what happens on there. Okay, who else was I gonna talk about here? Oh yeah, Ronald Jones. Okay. So Ronald Jones, he spent so far his entire career with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I loved him as a rookie coming out of USC. He's had a couple good years, and he lost his job ultimately to Leonard Fournette. Jones, his issue has been fumbles, but overall, I think he's a solid player. He's only 24 years old, so he's obviously still very young. I would love to see a team take a chance on him, give him more opportunities than what he received last season in Tampa. And yeah, he's a really interesting free agent to me, because I feel like you're going to get him. Like, it's going to be tremendous value for the price that you pay to get a guy like Ronald Jones. So another guy to talk about here, Boston Scott, another underrated guy that probably most people won't talk about. He's been with Philly for the for his entire career. He's really been a backup. But I remember, not this past season, but the one before, when Miles Sanders went down, Boston Scott stepped in and he looked amazing out there. So I would love I want to see what happens with Boston Scott. Perhaps he gets a bigger opportunity than what he received in Philly this past season and for the majority of his career. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Boston Scott. And also, I wanted to talk about Duke Johnson and Phillip Lindsay, who finished, both of these guys finished with the Dolphins this past season. Obviously, Duke Johnson had a tremendous run here. Phillip Lindsay, it wasn't anything record-breaking or eye-opening, I would say. But I do know the scheme that McDaniel is going to run here. Phillip Lindsay fits into that. So I've heard reports that possibly the Dolphins try to keep him. Personally, like I said already, I want to draft Kenneth Walker out of Michigan State. I want to keep Duke Johnson. I want to keep Phillip Lindsay. But yeah, I feel it should be a priority, first of all, for the Dolphins to keep Duke Johnson, at least as their number two running back. And then if you could keep Phillip Lindsay for a cheap contract as well, that would be great. You draft a rookie and you have these two vets to help him out. When he's tired, you could put him in. If you want to fake out the defenses, you could put them in as well. They're proven guys in this league. And Phillip Lindsay, a stat that's mind-blowing to me. Let me knock on wood right now. He's never fumbled in his entire career. So that's just to point that out there. I think that's a significant stat. But yeah, that wraps up this part two of my NFL free agency series. Where I talked about running backs. I'm very much intrigued, especially by this running back group, because I feel there's a lot of great running backs in this free agency class. And I'm not one typically to really look at free agents in general, and specifically running backs, but I really feel there's a lot of guys here that could really impact teams heavily, especially teams looking to push for the playoffs, and also contenders who are close to the Super Bowl and want to improve their chances. I feel these running backs are going to be great additions to whatever teams decide to pick them up. But if you guys enjoyed this episode, I would appreciate if you could share it with any football fans that you know. It was a lot of fun to do this episode. Stay tuned for part three of this series of my NFL free agency series coming soon. And stay tuned for other episodes not related to the NFL coming soon as well. Again, thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, everyone, take care.